Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to another Morning with the Masters, where we devote ourselves to the Lord daily with you.
Good morning, you guys.
Good morning, everyone. We are picking back up in our Live on Purpose devotional. Without further ado, we're just going to go and jump on in.
Yes, y'all. Let's do it. Today's verse is Romans 8:19, and it says, "For the creation waits in eager expectation for the children of God to be revealed." The devotional is titled, "Turn Up the Contrast." And it says, "One night I was at a conference and the speaker said something that really hit my core. She said that as believers, we are called to be people of contrast. I think she meant was that we are living as people of light. Our lives will look different from the lives of the people who are living according to the world's values. When I think of contrast, I think of the edit function when picking out a photo filter. We spend a lot of time editing photos to get the contrast to the right percentage, even though no one would ever notice the difference in our pictures unless we turn the contrast all the way up. This made me think about how I would spend so much time worrying about things I couldn't change, filling my mind with things that aren't positive, watching shows that aren't beneficial to me, and listening to music that didn't leave me inspired. So I started weeding those things out of my life. Instead, I spend more time investing in things that made me grow, learning from people who are way ahead of me on life's journey, listening to things that inspire me, and reading things that change my perspective in a positive way. I challenge you to keep a log of the ways you spend your time this week and ask yourself for each item, is this helping me live the life I want to live? Is this helping me grow? Then think of the ways you want to grow, the direction you want to go. What good contrast do you want to make in the world? Do you want to be generous in a world that withholds? Kind in a world that makes fun? Deep in a world that's shallow? All about relationships in a world that's all about advancement? Start looking for ways to spend your precious time on activities that educate, expand, and encourage you. Things that give you life instead of death. Make little choices today to turn up the contrast.
Whoa, that's so good.
You say that every time.
Every time. But honestly, I just felt that little rhythm, like, yes. Let's get practical.
Yes.
Practical. And because these devotionals always get me fired up.
Yeah.
Because I love devotionals like what we did the whole previous week, which mm-hmm. is more like kind of the war for your mind.
Yeah.
But ones like this help you put things into action.
Right.
That help you take an inventory of yeah. your life and just say, wow, is what I'm doing giving me the result that I actually desire in life?
Right.
Is eating this food? Is mm-hmm. watching that show? Is yeah. going to bed this late? Is talking to that person? Is dating yes. that person? Is this, yeah. this? Is 100%. This leading me into where who God's calling be. Me yeah. and who I want to be?
Yeah.
Or is this leading me away from that? Because yeah. there's no neutral. And I don't mean to be so aggressive or sassy, but I do get a little upset when people think yeah. that they can just remain neutral on items. Yeah. Like, oh, I'm just indifferent. Mm-hmm. Well, indifference is still leading mm-hmm. away from the Lord, because the Lord is calling you closer to Him, to draw right. near to Him, because yeah. we're always being sanctified into His image.
Right.
And us just being casual about certain things does not really help
yeah.
anything. And now, granted, I'm saying that to myself.
Yeah.
Because right now I'm feeling convicted about the way that I will spend more time watching sports than watching sermons or mm-hmm. whatever that may be, reading yeah. God's word. I'm like, oh, wow, Chad, do you think that that sport is something that is just like fine and casual? Mm-hmm. But you're like making that thing an idol and you're spending more time worried yeah. and stressed about that than you are actually spending time with God.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that we need to spend every single waking moment trying to yeah. figure out like
yeah.
what it is.
Theologically,
you know, and yeah. but we do need to take an inventory and say, are sure. things taking me down the other direction?
Yeah. This is so, so good, because I was actually convicted of this a couple months ago, where I was just thinking of that verse of like, set your mind on what is lovely, what is true, what is pure. I mm-hmm. totally butchered it, but you guys know what yeah. verse I'm talking about. And I was convicted in terms of, what am I listening to? What am I watching? Because there were shows like on Netflix or whatever, like Chad and I love a good TV show, mm-hmm. but some of them will leave me more anxious
yep.
or some will leave me feeling down or feeling heavy or having bad dreams. And I'm literally convicted because the Lord tells me to set my mind on things that are good, that are true, that are lovely, that are pure. Mm-hmm. And I was not setting my eyes on that. And it is so true. What we consume takes some type of root in our heart.
Yeah.
Like that tune that just comes to your head, it's in your mind, you know? And so people saying they can listen to songs that have crazy graphic lyrics and are overly sexualized and say that it has nothing to do with their mind is just not true.
Because people just like the beat.
Because people just like the beat. Yeah, we're getting sassy, but it's true. We do need to take a better inventory of what we're watching, what we're listening to, who we're letting speak into our life, and decide, is this bringing me closer to the Lord and who he's calling me to be, or is it not?
Yeah. And just to clarify a few things, I'm not saying that watching sports is bad or watching that TV show is bad. What I'm saying is the way I'm receiving it is bad.
Yeah.
And so, for example, just a weird analogy, whenever I'm watching sports and my main team loses or my favorite player loses, and if I let that ruin my whole day or impact the way I communicate with my wife, right? Which I'm calling myself out, you know, if then that's clearly something that's not healthy for me.
Yeah.
Right. Because the thing I'm doing is now impacting the way I'm living.
Right.
And so that's the root of it. It's not just to cut all this other stuff out. It's to realize, is this having an impact on me for better, for worse? And more often than not, things have a negative impact because I let them really take a root in my heart.
Yeah. That's so good. We're just sharing y'all, sharing with y'all what we're convicted about. So hopefully it's encouraging.
Amen. You ready to praise on hell?
Yes. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for your Holy Spirit that works in conviction. Lord, that is such a blessing. Conviction is not a bad thing, Lord, because conviction helps us pivot and set our eyes back on you. So Lord, I pray that as we take this inventory this next week, that number one, we would have grace for ourselves, that we're not going to beat ourselves up about this, but we're going to be excited to make changes, because as we make these changes, we're going to draw closer to you and we're going to be becoming that person that you're calling us to become. Lord, so we pray for your discernment, for your clarity, and for your wisdom as we do this. In the powerful name of Jesus, amen.
Amen, God.
Amen, God.
Amen, y'all. Well, now's that perfect time to break out the journal, break out the worship music, and continue in prayer.
Yes, and y'all don't forget that you are God's masterpiece.
And don't forget that we love you.
We love you guys, and we'll be talking to you tomorrow.
Tschüssi.